Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Venman and our beloved friends in Kansas called and said the program is down. We had a little technical problem, but we are back ready to lift them up. Amen. Next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Venman.
Somebody to help me lift Jesus. Are you available tonight to help me lift Jesus? For this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, and it is truly beautiful here in Dover, Delaware. It's been years, as the Frenchman said, it's been years since I've been in Delaware in the early part or the late part of the spring. It isn't summer yet. Our temperatures didn't catch up with South Carolina yet, but we reached 89 on today with a breeze. I am so grateful to God that you take time out of your busy schedule to join Glory United Ministries and Pastor Patricia Benjamin on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. I did hear the great Bishop, Dr. Gregory Scott, apologizing for a little technical difficulty. Sorry, we weren't on exactly at 7, but we're here now. We bless God for his many benefits. I heard the Lord say earlier today to tell the people of God that I am not through blessing you. Repeat that to yourself. Said, God is not through blessing me. I heard him say that on today. God said to tell you that there are unscheduled blessings coming your way. God said to tell you, even though you don't deserve it, but because I love you, I'm going to send more blessings into you, which is, he said, the storehouse on the earth. You are an earthly vessel, and God said that I'm going to bless you in spite of, because I love you. He said, a father giveth good gifts unto his children. So I call you all, I'm prophesying, I call you all my little children. I want you to know that you're not in the storm by yourself. He says that I am on board with you, good, bad, or indifferent. He said, I'm with you just like I was with the disciples who was on the ship when the waters was troubled and they were frightened by what they did not know. They wasn't just frightened by what they saw. They wasn't frightened, God said, by what they felt, the boat rocking back and forth. That just didn't frighten them, but what frightened them was they did not know the end of the storm. So God said to tell you, I am on board in your storm. I don't know who it is that God is speaking to tonight or this morning or tomorrow morning or the afternoon. I don't know who it is, but God said, I am with you in your storm. Now, I see somebody with some sleepless nights. God said, I'm there. Just reach out and call Hamamashie. Call my name, and I will come in and visit with you in the darkest hour. He said, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. So he said, your day is coming. Oh, bless his name. He said, no more darkness. No more fear. Hallelujah. No more pain. Oh, bless his name. Tell the Lord thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We're not going to be long tonight because I don't know why God want to start off prophesying, and I know why the enemy was messing with the program that it didn't start right at 7, but it's all good because it's not lost. We're able to be on whether we're 10 minutes late or 2 minutes late. The devil didn't stop anything. So therefore, the word of God is right and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, somebody magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on, clap your hands. Everybody, clap your hands and bless his holy name. I tell you, I'm pumped up here. I feel Jesus on the inside working on the outside. Again, I say to you, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for the Lord your God is on your side. For David says in Psalm 23, for the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. It's not the type of want that you're used to. I want a car, I want a coat, I need a boat. It's not that type of want. But the type of want is that you shall not want. He is there with you. Your shepherd is making the crooked places straight. Yes, we have tragedies and things to come and rock our boat, but Jesus is still with us. The disciples had to discover when they found out that they didn't know the outcome. See, that's a lot of our problem when things happen. We don't know the end. We don't know. know how long we had to suffer. The woman who had the issue of blood, she suffered 12 long years, and the suffering for her ceased after the 12 long years. The man was at the pool of Bethesda, and he laid there 38 years. And then Jesus came through, and it was over. Oh, bless his name. Well, that's the way the disciples were in the boat. They did not know how long. But I want to say to you tonight, how long? Ask yourself the question, how long will I go through this? Whatever your this is, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with on tonight, or whenever you're listening to this broadcast, whatever it is, ask yourself, how long? Say that out in the universe. Say it out in the air. Let it come out of your mouth and say, how long? Oh, let the walls hear you shout, how long? And then answer yourself. Say, not long. Hallelujah. How long is it going to be like this? Not long. Answer your question. You're saying, how long do I have to go through this? But answer your question by saying, not long, because God got it. Ah, it won't always be like this. Sooner or later, it will work in your favor. God's going to turn it around. How long? Not long. It's almost over. Hang on. In there, when I was struggling with the sickness of my husband, and it got a little rough there. But the children, that's why the house of God is so important when you're a child of God. I know we've all gotten complacent and used to being home in our PJs on Sunday morning, or fixing food or making beds or whatever we're doing at the designated time that we would have been at the house of God. But when I would get to the house of God, the house of worship where I attend here in Delaware under the great Pastor Dr. Lynn Franklin, who accepts Pastor Benjamin as the pastor for who I am and the prophet for who I am. And she said, God sent you to Grace and Mercy to help bring life to the people. So for how long I'm there with her, I don't know. But while I'm there, I'm going to magnify the Lord with them. But the children's choir, they sang, what you gonna do when your back's against the wall? And a part of that song, it tells you to hang on. And when they get to that part, the little children just blast it out. They just holler, hang on, as loud as they possibly can. They holler, hang on. And I would go and visit my husband, and I would see him failing, with racked with pain, and looking at his foot that looked like it had been cooked on a grill. And he said, my feet hurt, and they're in so much pain. I have a heart of compassion, and it would hurt me, but I couldn't let him see me cry. So I would think about the song and could hear the children singing, hang on. It felt like my back was against the wall because I prayed and asked God for healing, and I didn't see the earthly healing. So I had to think about the song and said, hang on. Well, I want you to know tonight in Radio Land, hang on. Yes, your back might be against the wall, but hang on. Yes, you're in a storm, but hang on. Jesus is with you. That's the point I'm making. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth, hallelujah, will pass away, but Jesus never fails. When the disciples stopped being afraid of what they didn't know and didn't know how the outcome was going to be, they only saw danger. And it's all right, because you're human. The disciples were human beings. They were not spirits. But when they recognized the fact that, hey, we don't know what's going to happen to us next. So fear, the Bible said, came upon them. And it's all right for you to have a fear because you don't know what's next. But they realized and they remembered, hey, Jesus is on board with us. And yes, Jesus was taking a nap, I suppose, and maybe he just had his eyes closed to see how they were going to handle the situation. I really don't know that. But they went and woke up Jesus, so the scripture says. And Jesus was not even worried, and he was in the flesh as well, like they were. But the spirit on the inside of Jesus got up when he got up. And Jesus said, peace, hallelujah, be still. He spoke to the water and the water stopped moving in a rapid and frantic way. The water calmed itself. He said, peace, hallelujah, be still. And the disciples were in amazement, said, what type of man is this? Who is this Jesus that even the wind obeyed? Because, see, the water couldn't do anything of its own. It was the wind that caused the water to move in that rapid way. So Jesus didn't speak to the water. See, many times we're speaking to the wrong thing. As they say in the card world, call a spade a spade. Jesus didn't say, water, stop moving. He told the wind to be still. And the disciples established that by saying, who is he? What about him that is so great and so different that even the wind obey his voice? Let me tell you tonight, God told me to encourage you that you have the wind stopper. You have the wind stopper on board with you. Yes, good, bad, or indifferent. You might have cut somebody out this morning, but Jesus is still alive and well. Jesus is still there to help you make it through. My sister used to love, and I think Sister Rita also used to love when Dr. Scott would play, I need just a little more Jesus to help me along the way. Ah, God wants you to know tonight that he's on board with you. Yes, 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 we're in COVID 19, calling it a pandemic, whatever you want to call it, the virus, the bug, whatever. Some just say corona. And I heard a lady say corona virus that we're in, and that's fine too. But let me tell you this, corona or COVID 19 has been a blessing as well, as many people have lost their lives, they lost their loved ones to corona 19. Or COVID-19, but in the midst of the storm, while the wind is blowing, God sent you unscheduled money. Money that you wasn't expecting. Money that some of you could take and put up. Some of you took and went shopping. It was your money to do as you please. But remember this, it came in a storm. COVID-19 is a storm in our lives. It's a thorn in our flesh. Walking around in masks, they make me sick. My nose stop up, my eyes don't like it, and my lips dry out. But I'm yet here in the land of the living, and I wear what I'm told to wear. But we still have Jesus in our storm. We still have Jesus to speak to the wind of COVID-19 and tell it to be still. And it said, be still and know that I am God. Child of God, be obedient to the laws of the land. They say, wear your gloves, wear your mask. Keep your distance. Don't be no fool. Don't tempt God and don't charge God because you got the bug and you didn't obey. Ah, God, take care of them who can't take care of themselves, and those of us that's able to take care of ourselves, he expects for us to do so. But there are things that we cannot do of ourselves. That's when God steps in and he'll speak to your storm. I just want you to know tonight, though the storms, Dr. Scott, keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. I feel like crying, but still, because I'm preaching to myself now, but still the hope that lies within me is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, my soul, hallelujah, is anchored. Anchored in the Lord. And that's where we need to be. Whatever storm, whether it's a virus or just praying things that the enemy sent our way or that God allowed to come in our life, we've got to know that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock, which is Jesus. So be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, who is Jesus. My soul is anchored. Dr. Scott, get Douglas ready for me. My soul is anchored in the Lord. In a few minutes, I'm going to have him to play that as we close, and we'll open up the line for anyone who needs another word from the Lord. God has given you the okay and the amen that I'm with you. So while the preacher is going forth with what God is saying, just grab that and say, God, I thank you. Because whatever the cares and concerns that's upon your heart, just tell him thank you. When God say, I'm with you, God, thank you. But if you feel as though you need a specific individual word, then hit your one when Dr. Scott asks you to do so. You know, I never close without giving you a scripture. Let's go to the Word of God right quick. I wanted to get back to, thank you, sweet Jesus. Well, while I'm here at Psalms, I'm trying to get to Jeremiah. I wish I had a reader on the line. Sometime if I have a reader on the line, when I call for a certain scripture, I wish the reader would push one, that they have their Bible present, and they could go ahead on and read for me. But however, as I turn, I'm outside and the wind blew my page to another page. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Remember, I asked you all to write these down and read them in your leisure. Are you ready? Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It's a familiar passage of scripture, but the Lord said it goes with what he just told you early. He prophesied to you that he's with you. And you, yes, you have fear, but he said, I'm on board. Just call my name. Call my name and I'll be. Dr. Scott, I don't know. Do you have in our loop, do you have Shirley Caesar's Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name? If you have that, or when you find it, if it's in the loop for us, just give me an amen. And if not, that's okay. We'll end up with Douglas Miller. But Shirley Caesar sings, Oh Jesus, How I Love Calling Your Name. And she says, when my troubles surround me and I didn't have know, you know, I had despair, and Lord, you told me that you would be right there. It was seemed like all my problems would never end. I'm paraphrasing, but when I got through praying, it was already one. Jesus, I love calling your name. I tell you, Jesus, oh Jesus, how I love calling your name. We may not have that in the loop, but Dr. Scott will put it in there after tonight. But anyhow, Jesus, I love you. Calling your name. Oh, Jesus, how I love calling your name. Let's start calling Jesus' name when our troubles surround us. Let's start calling Jesus when the storms are raging in our life. They used to sing the song, when the storm of life is raging, the old quartet singer, Lord, hallelujah, stand by me. I tell you, we got to learn how to use the right language so that we can beat the devil up when he comes to attack us. God has given you what you need so that you don't have to be beat down. You might get beat, but not beat down. It's a difference between being beat and beat down. You got to learn how to fight with the weapons that God has given you to fight with. And the greatest weapon you can kick the devil behind with is Jesus. That's the only name that the enemy respects. He don't respect pastor. He don't respect apostle. He respects the name of Jesus. So therefore, we have to call on the name of Jesus. I'm enjoying talking with you on the night. I feel good as I look out at the trees and the wind is blowing. And someone said in Psalms, I guess David wrote Psalms, and David said that the trees clap their hands. And God can't get some of you to clap your hand. Don't care what kind of storm come your way. You won't even say, Lord, help me. That's a form of clapping your hand. And just as I said that, I saw the trees in the backyard begin to even bend even more with telling the Lord, thank you. You know, in a storm, if you would just pay attention to the earth, now, where I come from, they got these things called weeds. And we got daffodils. I mean, not daffodils. You got dandelions. Dandelions are little yellow, look like flowers, and they're weeds. They're all over your yard. And they're out when the sun is shining. But do you know when it's a cloudy day or rainy day, they do not come out? You don't see a dandelion on anybody's property when it's storming and raining. Doesn't mean that they're not there. It's just that they stay closed so that they can be protected. They stay closed so that they can be protected from the storm. And if you watch the dandelions, you will see them in the daytime. But as it gets dark at night, they close up themselves and get ready for the night. Pay attention, even a weed, reverence and recognize who his creator is. We kill the weeds, but hey, my grandmother made dandelion wine. I don't think I would want it, but they made it. But if the weed can close up in the storm to be protected, how about you? Why are you running out in the storm? Or creating one. Tell the Lord thank you. Bless God. Do like the leaves on the trees or the limbs. Clap your hands to God. That's what the scripture says. The trees clap their hands. Oh, I didn't know the trees, the limbs and stuff was called the hands. Well, scripture, read your Bible more and stay out of Tyler Perry's The Haves and the have not, because that's you. You have not peace within yourself because you don't take time to focus on God's word. Let's go to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, and I'm reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible, so it does read a little different from my King James, but you'll get the point. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Do you hear God speaking to you? In the 29th chapter of the book of Jerry, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I'll bring you back from your storm. Your storm is holding you hostage. You can't go forward. You can't go up. You keep going down, and you're going around and around and around. Will it go around in circles? Oh, but if you will just call on the name of the Lord, God will bring you out of captivity. Only God can bring you out of captivity and his son Jesus. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captivity. God will allow you to be in your storm. He wants you in a storm sometimes so that you will call on his name. Again, Shirley Caesar said, oh, Jesus, I love calling your name. So he will allow you to go into captivity, be in your storm, but he's with you, but he needs you to cry out to him so that he can deliver you. Oh, I have enjoyed being with you this time on this evening. The Lord said I can close my book. There is more to Jeremiah 29 than just those few verses that I have read. I read from 11 down to 14, but it goes on beyond that. So in your time of sitting around, it reads from 1 to 32. Grab a hold of God's word and come on out of captivity. Come on out of your storm. Jesus is the way maker. He said, behold, I am the truth and I am the life. He said, if you're thirsty, come unto me, I'll give you drink. If you're tired, I will give you rest. If you're tired of being in your storm, been in it for 50 years and don't know when you're going to come out, you need to take a moment and repent and say, Lord, forgive me for not recognizing that you were able to bring me out of my storm. And then cry out to Lord. You know, the blind man, blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see, but he could hear. He could hear the footprints of Jesus walking through the crowd, and he cried out, thou son of David, the blind man. Jesus said, what do you have me to do? The disciples told him, be quiet. Leave Jesus alone. He don't have time for you. He's on his way somewhere. But Jesus is on his way to rescue you. And don't care how much somebody try to block him, the more you cry out, the closer he'll come to you. Jesus said to the blind man, what is it that you will have me to do? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Many of you need to ask God to help you to receive your sight. You're not blind where you can't see the trees or car go by or somebody stand, but you're blind to the things of God. You're living beneath your privilege. But God can set you free of your captivity, bind you. Lord, break every chain. Oh, God, I need you on tonight to break every chain that's in the life of the listener that is listening to my voice on tonight. God, I need you to break every chain. Break the chains that have them bound to where they cannot go forward. Break the chains where they're not able to call on your name. Break the chains that the enemy have them that they won't even just look up in the ceiling in the house and just give your wave offering because you even know what's the wave offering about. God, I need you tonight to break the chain, to set the captive free, that they'll be able to trust you. They'll be able to come out of this storm just by calling your name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the listeners of God said, amen and amen. Dr. Scott, it's in your hands.
Yes, ma'am. I have the song, Douglas Miller. I'd like to say to your listeners, please press 1 while you're listening to the song so that we can open up the line afterwards and allow the pastor and you to speak. And perhaps you have a word, prayer, or just a comment or something you want to share. So here's Douglas Miller. Glad I lifted me up.
a blessed place He has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing,
any callers?
No, we have several callers, but none of them have tapped one.
Okay. Well, if this concludes, hello? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well,
praise the Lord.
Sure.
Pardon
Indeed.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dr. Scott.
I'm not able to hear them. Somebody's breathing hard in the phone. I can't hear them.
Well, there's no one who's hit one. Breathing hard
okay.
probably could be I had to drop the phone on the floor and I had to crawl around to find it. So
okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. If we have concluded this program, then we will close it out.
Yes, ma'am. Good night, everyone. Good morning.
Amen. See you next week. Good to see you next
tomorrow
week.
Morning.
I have a bad echo. Maybe it's something wrong with my phone.
All right. The program ends now. Thank you very much, Pastor Ben.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how. When I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus.